Greenville, South Carolina. Monitoring the repeater in 4 YR.
I'm on my radio to go mobile, W1JE. You sounded crystal clear.
AE, I believe you said. Good morning to you, sir. Name here is Jimmy. The call is November 4, Yankee Romeo, N4YR. And we just put on a dual band VHF, UHF antenna, installed it on my Jeep, and just want to get a signal report. QSL?
Loud and clear. No issues whatsoever. What power are you working on? Oh, the name here is Scott, and that's Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo.
Good deal. I stand corrected. I think I'm transmitting about 30 watts, pretty close to 30 watts. And anyway, I was kind of doing some testing there. I put up a new 6-meter repeater up on Paris Mountain, and I was trying to see maybe if somebody had 6 meters that could go over with me and check it out there. QSL?
I understand about wanting to get somebody out there. I've never been on 6 meters. I think I had a 6-meter radio for 20 minutes once, and that was about it. Just never had use for it, I guess. Same thing with 440. I get a dual bander, and I never go up on 70 centimeters.
I tell you, for years and years and years, I only worked CW on 75 meters, and I never even got on UHF or VHF, and I basically stayed up on 40 meters and 75 meters. But anyway, we brought down a FM 6-meter repeater that I converted. It's a GE Master 2. And I've got it over on Paris Mountain, but I don't know if it's going to work out for this area. Now, we might have to take it back to Virginia and put it back on the air up there. I don't know. I don't think there's enough activity to warrant having it on the air down here.
To be honest with you, I couldn't tell you. But if it's, you're up on, did you say you put it on Paris Mountain?
It's to be coordinated in Fancy Gap, Virginia. It's 53.630 with a PO tone of 100. We put it up on Paris Mountain. It's a coordinated repeater. We got it coordinated through Sarah. But it's been up now for about 3 weeks. And I think I've talked to one person over there on it. But like I said, you know, amateur radio really is, there's not, you know, I'm just speaking for myself. The activity has really, really fell off from activity in the last several years. I know I checked yesterday, and I seen where HRO down in Atlanta closed their store down there.
HRO closed their Atlanta? Man, I used to like driving through there. Well, their store really wasn't that big, to be honest. I like driving into it and seeing what they have. But they didn't have a real big, unless they moved it in the last 10 years, it wasn't that big and there wasn't a whole lot in it. The one in Santa Clara was huge. You can get, well, you could get lost because you're busy looking at all the RF equipment. But, yeah, the Atlanta store is small compared to the one that's in Santa Clara, California.
And they're on Peachtree Street in Atlanta. I used to go down there quite often, but Mark, the store manager down there, he was manager for years and years. I used to see him up at Dayton Hamfest quite a bit. But, yeah, I think the activity really is just, it's fell off tremendously. And I know, you know, here back a few years ago, they changed the license structure. And they done away with continuous wave, thinking that maybe that would be more inviting for amateur operators to come over that don't have to take the code. But I don't know. I've kind of got mixed emotions about that.
My station jumped in a split second before I did. I just keyed and unkeyed. If there's another station, go ahead. W1JE.
Yankee 4 Echo, Foxtrot, KY4F. I heard you talking the other day about the 6 meters. I work 6 meters up in North Carolina a lot on FM and with a repeater, and so I was trying to catch your PL, your frequency and your PL tone.
I'll be glad to give it to you. It's the frequency is 53.630. That's the output of the repeater. The input of the repeater is 1 meg down at 52.630 with a PL tone of 100 there, QSL?
QSL, yeah. I was got real excited because up in North Carolina it's really, really busy up in the little county I live in up there part-time. And I came down here. There's nobody working 6-meter FM at all, and so... I'm like you, nobody was working it and never get on it. But it's a great, great thing to have. I'm glad you put it up there. I'd like to see, I have to get my radio programmed. I'm headed up to North Carolina today, but I'll be back in town probably on Monday. And I'll try to give you a shout on 6 minutes. I'll get it programmed in and give you a shout.
I'd certainly appreciate it. Yeah, I'd like to get it introduced to this area. Now, this repeater that I've got up down here at Paris Mountain, it was up on Mount Mitchell for 26 years. And we used to have 200 check-ins on Friday night. Used to have about 200 check-ins on Friday night we had a trader's net. But, you know, those days are long gone. But we pulled it off of... Mount Mitchell back about 8 years ago, but we brought it down here in Greenville and put it up on Paris Mountain. My fiance lives down here in Greenville, so we kind of go back and forth from Fancy Gap back to here. So anyway, I certainly would appreciate it if you go over and check it out and see what you think there, QSL?
QSL, yeah, I really like working 6 meters. Like I said, we have very active up in North Carolina, little county called, it's Graham County up in the mountains of North Carolina. And the repeater's up on Watch Archibald, and so we can work into it. And there's a big group that gets out of Hayesville and Murphy and Andrews and Robbinsville, and they get in there and talk, have a large conversation in the morning. So I think it will catch on here. You know, I don't know. It's like everything else, even the one repeaters that are down here don't get used a whole lot, and you don't hear anybody on them. So there's a lot of folks that are licensed in the area, but they never get on the repeaters, I guess. So back to you.
N4YR, K4VWA.
Yeah, okay, station recognized. Yeah, I tell you, it's really and truly, I'm kind of from the old school. I remember that back in the 60s and 70s, people basically worked HF, and they put up a 144 to 148 megahertz 2-meter rig, and that was about it. I built my first FM repeater back in the 70s, it's a wonderful band. You have sporadic E coming in around May, June, and July. You can sit on 6 meters and absolutely just work the whole country on 5 watts. That other station, go ahead. I apologize. I didn't catch the call sign.
Hey, Steve. Jimmy, I talked to you a week or so ago. I need to be able to get in touch with you. I saw on QRZ your address and everything, but I wonder if there's a way we could get together.
Absolutely, Steve. If you've got a pen, I'll give you my phone number there. Yeah, I remember talking to you there on 6 meters there and really enjoyed it. Yeah, if you got a pen and paper, I'll be glad to give you my phone number.
Already prepped and pen in hand, go.
All right, sir. My number is 336-469-5266. And that's Jimmy W. Johnson, N4YR. And I apologize to the other station earlier. I guess I need to get him back in here, but I didn't mean to come in and dominate the repeater. But, Steve, did you copy that information?
Let me confirm, 336-5266.
Yes, sir, QSL, QSL. You got it.
Roger, roger. Now, what is a good time to contact?
You can contact me right now if you like. This is no problem.
Well, let's let you finish up the conversation, Tom, and my wife just fixed me up one of her little specialty sandwiches. Why don't I call you right around 1 o'clock? Would that be okay?
Dude, that'll work for me. I got some chores to do, but I carry my phone and as my granddaddy used to say, in the back of my britches. Yeah, and I apologize to the other station. But anyway, yeah, Steve, give me a call, and yeah, we'll rag to you there, QSL.
QSL, I appreciate that, bud. Yeah, I've got some. You've got some educating to do, me and a friend of mine's got some things in mind. We want to run them by you. So I appreciate it. And to the other station, I apologize for stepping in on the middle of you. I called Jimmy just a little bit ago on the 6-meter repeater and didn't get him. And anyhow, I haven't had the ability to get a hold of him. So I'll jump out of y'all's way. Y'all carry on. This is K4VWA. I'm clear. 73s.
73's catch you on the phone there. There's two stations in there, and I apologize. The first one we started chatting with, if you don't mind, sir, come on back, please, in 4 hour.
This is W1JE. No, not a problem. In fact, I am almost destinated, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73's. It was good talking to you. Good to know there's a 6-meter out there. I'm not sure if I'll ever use it. But you have yourself a good day, and I'll be clear on your final. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Well, you're certainly welcome to come aboard. They sell the monobander 6 meters. I think Alinco sells one that's a monobander for 6 meters. And also, basically, all the HF transceivers that's on the market today, they have FM 6-meter mode in them as well. 73's, have a good one. N4YR clear.